The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, what's the trouble, honey? What's
the trouble?
You've
got to get something and get it right away. Today. To keep those rabbits in and keep the chickens in.
Well, why? What's the big problem?
First of all, I had to take the dog to the vet to get his other distemper shot. Then he ran off and I couldn't find him way over there on Walnut Street. I was frantic. I honked the horn and honked the horn. I drove all around. I wasted the whole morning chasing the dog down and finally getting him into the car.
Yeah.
And I got home and without thinking, I let him into the house. The first thing he did was make straight for the baby chicks and knock over their box. Well, of course, he scared them to pieces, and the five of them scattered to the four winds.
Oh, boy.
So while I'm chasing them all over the downstairs, under the chairs, under the desk, I'd no sooner get one and put him back in the box than another one would run under his chair. All the time, the dog is yapping and racing around as though he's demented. Then he spots the rabbit. And, of course, it was no trouble at all for him to knock over that cardboard carton. So I had to let the chicks run wild while I rescued the rabbit.
Well, why didn't you put the dog outside? Well, don't glare at me. Seems to me that would have been the most sensible.
Have you ever tried to get your hands on a dog that is shooting around the house like a jet plane, yapping and yapping hysterically? At the same time, you're chasing two scared rabbits, and the phone rings, and it's somebody wanting to know what program you're listening to.
Oh, golly.
And I certainly told him what program I was listening to. Then the doorbell rang. And a man was taking a survey on what kind of literature we read in this
house. Well, I'm sorry, darling. I
told him we read Chippy the Chipmunk and Allie the Alligator almost constantly. And on Sunday, we read the funny papers out loud. For breakfast, I said we read the cereal boxes.
Look, I know you're upset. Well, look, everything seems quiet
well,
now,
the so. Survey man was very nice. He came in and helped me round up all the livestock and get them back in their boxes. Said I felt like Alice in Wonderland was just trying to stuff all the animals back into the jewelry box.
Well, darling, that was nicer than to help you, anyway.
Very nice. So nice, I bought a set of some children's encyclopedias.
You...
Cost $39.95. I got a discount of 5% for buying it on the spot. Here are the books.
Well...
Have any objections?
Oh, no, dear. That's fine. Well, it'll be a big help for Betsy later on, I guess.
Well, that was my day.
Yeah.
Can I know I'm sort of excited about it, but this is my home. Now, I have fussed with it, and I do not intend to turn it into old McDonald's farm.
No, of course not, sweetheart. I
want something done so these animals can all be put outside.
Yes, dear, sure.
And
sure.
I want something done today.
Yes, dear, all right.
And now, an on-the-spot interview from Beechnut Babyland. Tell me, sir, how long have you been eating Beechnut baby food? Almost all your life. 3 months now, you say. And how do you like Beechnut? Really? It's that good, is it? The best baby food you can buy. Because it comes from Beechnut Babyland. A very special place where food is best from the beginning. Like luscious Beechnut pears. So exceptionally good and sweet to start with. And then prepared with extra special care. So all the natural flavor, the natural freshness is there for baby to enjoy. And the same goes for every food from Beechnut Babyland. Babies can taste the luxury quality. Oh, sure, I'll tell them. Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Dear.
Oh, what is it? What's the matter?
Brownie has barked and barked all night. How can you sleep?
Well, I didn't hear him. I'm so tired. What time is it?
3 in the morning.
Well, he's not used to his new doghouse, that's all. He'll be all right after tonight. Now go to sleep, will you?
Poor little thing.
Poor little thing. Look, you were the one who wanted me to do something about the pet, so I did something. I bought a nice doghouse with a dog.
I never meant you to spend $24 for a doghouse.
Let's not discuss it now. Oh, my gosh, honey.
Well, I can't sleep with all that barking. Maybe we should put him in the kitchen.
The chickens are in the kitchen.
Let's put him in the basement, just for tonight.
I put the rabbits in the basement. Now, stop worrying, will you? It's just for tonight. I promise you, I've ordered some lumber. Tomorrow, this guy's going to rig up a chicken coop and a rabbit hutch. Outdoors.
Don't you think they're all right? I mean, the rabbits didn't look well, I didn't think.
Look, it is 3 o'clock in the morning, will you? I don't understand you. First of all, get on your nerves so you can't stand it. Now you stay awake worrying about them.
Well, you go to sleep. I'm just going to check up on all of them. Betsy'd be so unhappy if anything happened.
All right, okay, darling. You check up on them. I'm going back to sleep.
That's it. The rabbits are sick.
No, they are not sick. My gosh, waking me up again. Look, if they are sick, isn't it better to leave them in the basement rather than bringing them up here to the living room?
It doesn't seem right to leave the poor little things in the basement.
Oh, honey, where do you want to put them? In the guest room?
Haven't you any love for animals?
My love for rabbits is rather diminished at 3:30 in the morning. If I recall, you didn't seem so crazy about them all day.
Oh, when an animal is sick, that's something else. And look at these rabbits. Their ears are limp.
What?
I remember Nancy Moore told me Denny had rabbits, and she said the only thing she could remember about them was that when they get sick, their ears get limp.
Their ears look all right. That's the way rabbits' ears are supposed to be. It's natural for them to flop down.
Well, their ears are flat against the head, yes, but I do not think it is natural for their ears to look like little question marks.
Well, even if they are sick, I don't see there's much we can do about it at this hour. We certainly can't call the vet at this hour to ask about rabbits.
I bet you'll be sick if anything happens to her Easter bunnies, and they don't look well.
Well, they look better than I'm going to look in the morning if I don't get some sleep.
The encyclopedia I bought. Maybe there's something in there about rabbits. Look, while I'm looking up rabbits, you go out and get them some nice fresh lettuce.
Oh,
God. Your mother sent Betsy these bunnies, and you know what she's going to say if we let anything happen to them.
All right, all right. I'll get them some nice fresh lettuce. Rabbits must eat something besides lettuce.
Yes, but I don't know what. Carrots! Of course, there's a bunch of carrots in there. Dear? On the bottom shelf. Oh, here it is. Rabbit. Oh, really. Orsatilagus cuniculus is a member of the family Leporidae. See Rodentia.
Here we are. See if they like these.
See Rodentia. Because, in fact, if you just make me so mad, they also see something else. Rodentia. You know.
Yeah. Hey, they don't seem to be eating anything. Don't rabbits like carrots? Didn't Peter Rabbit eat carrots?
Oh, yes. Originally inhabiting the western half of the Mediterranean basin, the rabbit has spread throughout temperate Europe.
Never mind that. Now, see if it says anything about the care of rabbits.
Bone structure. Oh, the rabbit has a smaller brain than a duck does. I didn't know. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't matter. My gosh.
It's nice to know these things. Well, you got in a quiz show sometime, the man said, which has a smaller brain, a rabbit or a duck? And you'd know.
Well, I'll try to remember it. What else does the encyclopedia say, huh?
Just a minute. I'm skinny now. What is this?
Come on, eat, will you? What's the matter with
Because of the excellent felting properties of rabbit fur, it now forms the largest proportion of fur going into felled hats. For heaven's sake, I never knew they made felt out of rabbit fur, did you?
Yes.
I never knew that. The supply of rabbits for the hat industry comes chiefly from Australia, which for some years has averaged 70 million skins annually. You learn something new each day, don't you?
Yeah, but I'd like to learn it in the daytime, not at 3:30 in the morning. 4:20, to be exact.
You don't have to shout at me. Your mother who sent the bunny rabbit.
I simply ask you to read what it said about the care of that. What does the encyclopedia say about the care of these rodentia?
Nothing. Not a word. It tells about bone structure, what they are related to, where they can be found.
Oh, well, I don't know. They don't want the lettuce. They don't want the carrots. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, poor little things.
Look, there's nothing we can do right now, obviously. I'll stick them closer to the furnace down there, and maybe they're chilled or something, huh? Mm-hmm. What'd you do with their water dish?
My water dish.
Didn't you give them any water?
No.
Not at all?
Oh, no.
You mean these poor little rabbits haven't had any water for 2 days?
I never thought of it. I just never thought of a rabbit drinking water.
What's the matter with you? All animals need water.
I never thought of it. Whenever I think of a rabbit, I think of lettuce.
For Pete's sake, no wonder their eyes are limp.
Ears
are limp.
Oh, it is stupid. I mean, I just never thought of water. Look, I've had a lot on my mind. The dog has to have special food. He has to have his vitamins. He has to have an egg. Chickens have to have special chickpea. The rabbit has to have lettuce. Betsy has to have her vitamins. She wants special breakfast food. You have to have your special breakfast food.
All right. Get the rabbit some water and let's get to bed.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Hi there. We were going through some recordings the other day and came up with something we thought you'd like to hear. It's the new sound on Arthur Godfrey's afternoon show. Listen.
Thank you.
Marty De Silva would have loved that. My, that was good.
Thanks, Arthur. That's what we mean when we talk about a new sound. Every musician in the band is a top-flight performer in his own right. Cozy Cole, Johnny Smith, Bobby Hackett, Herbie Green, and the rest. Add that famous Godfrey Good Humor, and you really have a show. But why talk about it? Listen. Listen to the Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey every Monday through Friday over most of these same CBS radio stations.
Yes, 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 I'm coming.
Morning. Where do you want me to put it?
Put what? What do you mean?
The lumber.
Lumber? Oh, you must have made a mistake.
No, I don't think so. Isn't this 333 Brayside Lane? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. I got the order right here. Oh, here you are.
Well, I guess that's... Is all that on the truck for us?
Yep. Where'd I put it?
Just a minute. I can convince them and say, dear, there's a man here with some lumber. Come here, dear. You see, we are building a new house on the hill by the lake. Goodness, you haven't even started
building yet. What's the matter, darling? I can't find my car.
Darling, the architect must have ordered this, but why so soon? I can't imagine why I bring it here.
Order for lumber.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Just put it down there by the garage, will you?
Okay, you're the boss.
Yeah, thanks.
Lumber? Well, what is
it? For the chicken coop and the rabbit hutch.
$34 worth of lumber?
Yes. $34? Well, I...
Why did you order so much? What are you building them, a duplex?
Well, look, I told the guy what I wanted just to send it out. I didn't...
The two rabbits cost us nothing. A gift. The five baby chicks cost 19 cents a piece.
Well, look, you said do something about the animals.
Well, heavens, I never imagined it would cost this much.
Well, I didn't either. I told the man at the lumber yard what I wanted for. He said he'd send it out. Hey, is all that load for us?
No. I got a couple of orders here. This is all that belongs to you.
You mean say that's $34 worth of lumber?
Oh, that's right. If you want to complain, call the company. I just do the delivery.
No. Darling, everything costs these days. You might as well
face it. Do you realize what these pets have cost us in less than 24 hours? The encyclopedia, the doghouse, the lumber.
I know. Well, I don't know, but it might as well happens. We might as well face it. Sometimes things just get out of hand, that's all.
Yes, it was all for the tree, and I'm glad now I didn't buy that spring coat I saw. Maybe I can pick one up cheaper at the after Easter sales.
Yeah, all this for Betsy, and
it may not have been necessary, but even counting small items over the year, I love the way they allow $600 for one dependent child. Why, just clothing a child alone.
Yeah. Oh, income tax.
Yes?
Hey, is this April?
Yes, this is April. Haven't you started figuring? But the deadline is the 15th, dear. You only 12 days you have.
Oh, boy, there isn't one thing, it's another. Oh, goodbye. Well, I gotta get to work. What I mean is, I'd better get to work.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Marley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.